请弟兄姊妹们翻到希伯来书。
Brothers and sisters, let us turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书十章第十章三十八节。
The book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 38.
读上面一句话。希伯来书第十章三十八节头一句话。只是义人必因信得生。
But my righteous one shall live by faith.
或是说翻译中文翻译准确一点说只是义人必要因信心而生活。
Or as the Chinese translates, the righteous must live a life by faith.
十二章第一节到第三节。
Chapter 12, verses 1 through 3.
我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们就当放下各样的重担脱去容易缠累我们的罪存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程
Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣他因那摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱忍受十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
十三章第七节。
Chapter 13, verse 7.
从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人，你们要想念他们，效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结局。
Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the results of their conduct, imitate their faith.
第八节。
Verse 8.
耶稣基督昨日今日时一直到永远是一样的。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
神就读到这里，请我们低头再有点祷告。
Our scripture reading will conclude here for now. Let us bow for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你在你复活早晨，你来召聚我们这些蒙恩的儿女，一同相聚在你跟前。
Lord, we thank you that on the morning of your resurrection, you gather your children before you under your mercy.
每一次我们聚在你跟前，我们真是要把我们内心的感谢赞美归给你。
Every time we gather before you, we have to give our thanksgiving and our praise to you.
因为你是要为我们成就何等奇妙的作为，将这些人能够成为你的儿女。
Because you have accomplished such a great work for us and calling, making us your children.
我们不仅因着简单信心，被你得救，能够成为一个义人。
Through only a simple faith, we're able to be saved and to be called righteous.
我们今天仍然需要这个信心继续来带领我们生活在你面前。
Today we need this faith to live continually before you.
因此我们求你怜悯我们，借着你的话把那属天的信心赐给我们。
So we ask you to have mercy on us and ask you to give your spirit to us.
让我们看见你实在是我们信心创始成终耶稣。
So that we can see that you are the author and perfecter of our faith.
你在我们身上起了头，必要在我们身上做成你的工作。
And that you would do your work within us.
因此让我们自己和众肢体一同交托在主的手中。
That we would give our everything into your hands.
你来恩待我们，借着你话来坚定我们的信心。
That you would continue to lead us and to bring us into faith.
让我们一生走在你所喜悦的道路，跟随你。
And that we would continue to walk this road which is pleasing to you.
那么求你宝血多遮盖我们。
Would your blood cover us?
你每次来到面前，每一个人凭着自己，乃是因着耶稣基督的血。
That everyone who comes before you would be covered with your with the blood.
让我们能够凭着耶稣的血，然后坦然无惧来到施恩座前，来仰望你自己的施恩。
That through the blood of Jesus, we could come boldly before you to look upon the throne.
我们将一同仰望等候，都是靠主耶稣基督的名求。
When we look upon you and we wait in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们早晨要愿意和弟兄姊妹继续来交通希伯来书的一些话。
This morning I would like to continue fellowshipping with brothers and sisters on the book of Hebrews.
我们一再说到希伯来书到第十章末了，说一句话告诉我们说：义人必因信心而生活。
At the end of Hebrews chapter 10, we come to a verse that says, "But my righteous one shall live by faith."
这一句话正好把希伯来书分成两个大部分，两个大段落。
This verse coincidentally divides the book of Hebrews into two major sections.
第一段落就是从第一章第一节到十章十八节。
The first half is from Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1 to Hebrews chapter 10 verse 18.
这一段呢是看见一个罪人怎样因着信心被神称义，成为一个义人。
This section talks about how a sinner is saved and is justified by faith.
希伯来书的作者从旧约历史里面，特别从以色列百姓在会幕里面的那些敬拜、侍奉、献祭的礼仪里面。
It talks about the history of all the Israelites who served the Lord.
原来以色列百姓在旧约里面，在会幕里面，那所有的侍奉、敬拜的礼仪，都是说到新约主耶稣基督和他十字架救赎工作。
And all of the rituals of the Old Testament, which speak of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是我们因信称义的一个根基。
This is the foundation of our faith.
我们今天所有能够蒙到神的恩典，成为义人，都是在主耶稣基督和他所完成的救赎的工作这个根基上。
This is the foundation upon which we have our righteousness in Jesus Christ.
而第二段乃是从第十一章开始到末了。
The second major section starts from chapter 11 until the end of the book of Hebrews.
或是说从第十章第十九节开始。
Or we could say it begins from Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19.
十章十九节到十章末了，说到一些鼓励和劝诫的话。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19 until the end talks about words of encouragement and edification.
让我们看见因着耶稣为我们所成就这个救赎的工作。
It talks about the salvation work of the Lord.
我们今天都可以因着耶稣的血，能够坦然无惧的进到至圣所，来到神的面前。
That through the blood of Jesus, we could enter boldly into the holy of holies.
他为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
And He has opened a new and living way for us.
所以我们今天可以存着一个坦然的信心，存着一个充足的信心来到他的面前。
So we can come with a bold faith before Him today.
但是在这里也警戒我们。
警戒我们，警戒我们，this is also to warn us.
当我们蒙恩得救以后呢，我们需要很严谨的来过基督徒的生活。
That after we are saved, we still need to live a sanctified life.
我们得知真道以后呢，我们就不能再故意犯罪。如果是故意犯罪，赎罪祭就不再有了。
That after we know the truth, we cannot continue to live a sinful life.
然后我们应该要坚持，不要放弃这个信心。
And that we have to strengthen and not give up on this faith.
我们必须要忍耐来走完神的旨意的这一条道路。
And that we have to run with endurance this road that is.
因为还有一点点的时候，那要来就要来，并不迟延。
Because He will not delay in coming.
所以一个义人仍然要因着这个信心在地上过一个信心的生活。
So the righteous one through faith must live a life by faith.
所以希伯来书第二段就让我们看见一个人因信称义以后。
So we see in the second half of Hebrews, after a person has his faith.
如何在地上过基督徒的生活。
How to live the life of a Christian.
这个基督徒的生活就是个信心的生活。
The life of a Christian is a life of faith.
这个信心的生活仍然是在这个主耶稣基督这个救赎的根基上来过生活。
The life of a Christian is built on a life of faith.
所以后半段就告诉我们如何来过一个信心的生活，而是说如何在信心的生活里面来表现我们是一个蒙恩的儿女。
So this the second half talks about how to live a life of faith. Children of God.
当人讲到信心生活的时候
，Of course, when we talk about living by faith,
总是好像都是关系到我们今生在地上那些肉身物质上需要的一个问题。
It often talks about our physical needs.
虽然主也曾经应许我们说
，Even though the Lord has promised us,
我们肉身上所有需要，他都顾念我们，他也顾念。他都供应我们，也顾念我们。
That the Lord knows all of our needs and that He will provide for us.
只要我们相信依靠他。
As long as we believe in Him.
主是所有这样的应许，告诉我们，我们不要为地上若身上的需要而忧虑。
The Lord has told us not to worry about our physical needs.
我们只要相信他，依靠他，他必要负我们一切责任。
We just need to believe in Him and trust in Him.
他这样应许的目的呢，是要让我们看见，我们心不要放在地上这些短暂的事物上。
The purpose of His promise is so that our hearts would not dwell on these temporary earthly things.
而让我们更多关心神国的事，来追求神的心意的事情。
In order that our hearts would be fixed on the things of God and the kingdom of God.
让我们更关心神永远旨意所要做成的事情。
That we would be concerned with the things of God's will.
所以当那十一章一开始的时候，记载许多的信心的见证人他们生活的表现的时候。
So in chapter 11, which records all the things of the witnesses.
他们这些信心的生活都没有都不是关系到他们个人生活上的需要。
About these witnesses is not recorded their physical needs.
他们信心生活表现都是关系到神永远旨意的事情。
But rather it records the things which they hope for regarding God's will.
都是关系到神的事情。
All these things have to do with God's will.
这种信心是一个更蒙神喜悦的一种信心。
And this faith is a faith that pleases God.
所以圣经记载说，当这些有信心的见证人，甚至他们当死的时候。
So the Bible records that when these witnesses of faith died,
他们还没有得到神所要应许给他们的。
That they did not receive the promise, they did not receive what was promised.
我们常常说，信就必得着。
We often say that, if you believe, it will be given to you.
但是在这里我们看见有一些人，他们信心却没有马上得着。
But we see here that, there are many whose, faith did not, give them what was promised.
神应许了他们一些事情，他们也相信的。
God promised them, and they believed.
但是等到他们死的时候呢，他们却没有得着，他们是存着信心而死的。
But when they died, they did not receive what was promised, and they died in faith.
那神应许他们什么呢？
So what was it that God promised them?
希伯书十一章就告诉我们说，原来神说应许乃是那座有根基的城，就是新耶路撒冷城。
And Hebrews 11 tells us that what God promised them was the city of Jerusalem.
神给他们应许，他们就在信心里面来等候、盼望那座城的出现。
What God promised them through faith was the appearing of this holy city.
但是好像很可惜，等到他们死的时候，他们信心好像没有得到他们所要得到的神的应许。
But regrettably, it seems that when they died, that they did not receive what was promised them.
但是他们却在信心里面却看见了那一座城，他们也欢喜的迎接那一座城。
But through faith, when they died, they delighted in the city.
因为那一座城必须要和许多历史历代所有圣徒一同来得着，他们才能完全。
Because this city was to be obtained by all of the saints.
所以因着有这样信心的缘故，他们在忍耐当中来盼望等候的时候。
So through this faith, they were willing to endure and to wait.
他们就知道他们在地上该过怎样一种生活。
In order to know what kind of life they lived on earth.
他们在那过一个寄居客旅的生活。
They live the life of a pilgrim.
这种生活的这种特点，这个生活特点就是一个信心生活的一个表现。
The main point of this life was living a life of faith.
所以我们看从第一个信心的见证亚伯开始。
So we look at the first witness of faith, Abel.
然后到后面有一些讲到以色列人的一些历史的经历。
And later on, the experiences of various Israelites.
也讲到哈那个妓女拉合的信心。
Talking about the faith of Rahab.
还有讲到士师记的许多士师们他们的信心的行为。
And talks about the acts of many witnesses of faith.
又讲到一些人，他说有人忍受严刑不肯苟且得释放。
Talks about how some were tortured, refusing to accept release.
又有人在忍受戏弄、鞭打、捆锁。
Others suffered mocking and imprisonment.
在这许多信心的见证里面，人里面，我们看见有一些是他名字把它记录下来。
And we see that many of the names of these witnesses of faith.
有一些没有提他名字。
And there were others who were not mentioned.
但是我们感谢神，神都把这些不管是有名的、没名的，都把他们的信心的表现记录在圣经的里面。
And we thank the Lord that whether they are mentioned or not, they are.That God remembers them all.
因为神纪念他们在地上信心生活的表现。
Because God remembers all of their lives of faith.
好像这是后世的人可以效法他们信心。
So that the people who come after them could imitate their faith.
所以到第十二章，他那里就告诉我们。
So in chapter 12, it tells us.
他说我们只有这许多见证人，如同云彩围着我们。
Since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us.
许多见证人像云彩围着我们。
Since we have so many witnesses are like a cloud surrounding us.
这些人是主的见证人。
These are God's witnesses.
从他们信心的表现里面，我们看见他们是怎么样见证他们所相信的那位主呢？
Through their faith, how did they testify of the God in whom they believe?
我们记得当主耶稣从死里复活要升天之前。
When the Lord resurrected him before he ascended,
他对他的门徒说，你们要等候在耶路撒冷。
He said to his disciples, you will wait in Jerusalem.
圣灵要降在你们身上，你们必要得着能力。
You will receive power from the Holy Spirit.
并在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证人。
You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to at the end of the earth.
所以从使徒行传第二章开始以后
，So from Acts chapter 2,
当五旬节来到的时候，圣灵降在当时的120个门徒的身上。
During Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended on 120 disciples.
他们就开始在为主做见证。
And they began testifying for the Lord.
见证这位主耶稣基督曾经被他们钉在十字架的耶稣。
Testifying of the Lord who is nailed to the cross.
主已经立他为主为基督，他已经从死里复活了。
That he was, had already resurrected.
所以这些门徒就成为主的一个见证人。
So these disciples became witnesses for the Lord.
他们在见证他们所相信的主是怎样的主，为他们成就了什么事情。
They testified what the Lord, their Lord had done for them.
所以当我们读希伯来书十一章这些信心的见证人生活信心生活表现的时候。
So when we read of the lives of these witnesses in Hebrews chapter 11,
虽然他们信心生活表现是在不同的方面
even though their lives, the living by faith, were represented in different aspects,
他们信心生活经历里面也是不同方面
the content of their living was also,
但是他们都一样，他们借信心的生活来见证他们所经历的那位主，他是怎样一位主。
But through their living by faith to testify what kind of Lord their Lord was.
第一位见证人亚伯。
The first witness was Abel.
他信心的表现呢是在借献祭这件事情。
And his first testimony was about sacrifice.
他在见证原来人需要借着神的羔羊主耶稣基督的宝血。
His testimony was about sacrifice through the blood of the lamb.
才能够来到主耶稣基督的面前。
And only through the blood of the lamb could he come before.
才能够来到神面前被神称义。
And come before God and be called righteous.
正如使徒们他们一开始当传福音做见证的时候。
And when these apostles were sharing the gospel.
当五旬节的时候，彼得站起来在那里见证主从死里复活了。
And during Pentecost, when Peter arose to testify,
当彼得当传福音的时候，那些犹太人听见的时候，他们心里就扎心。
When Peter was sharing the good news, the Jews heard and were pierced to the heart.
他们就在问说，当那我们当怎样行呢
？And they asked, how should we believe?
彼得就回答他们说，你们个人应该要悔改，奉耶稣的名受洗。
They said, "What shall we do?" And Peter said, "Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ."
你们罪就必得赦，然后必领受神所应许的圣灵。
And your sins will be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
因为除他以外，别有天下人间没有赐下别的名叫我们可以得救。
Because apart from him, there is no other name given under heaven among men.
亚伯借他的信心的经历，在见证，原来只有主耶稣基督是我们人唯一的救主。
Abel testified that the Lord Jesus Christ is our Lord.
就借着他所流的宝血，我们今天才可以进到神面前来。
That only through his blood we can come before God.
他的血可以洁净我一切罪。
That his blood can cleanse all of our sins.
神就不再看我们罪人，乃是把我们当作一个义人。
So that God no longer sees us as sinners, but as righteous.
这是亚伯在那所见证所表明出来的。
This was Abel's testimony.
我们也看见以诺在那与神同行。
And we see that Abel walked with God.
这是个信心的表现。
This is indication of his faith.
让我们看见一个人原来可以与神同行，与神有个亲密的关系。
And we see that one can walk with God because of intimate relationship.
他见证让我们看见，人只要凭着信心就可以进到神面前来，并且可以有亲密的关系，与他走同走一条道路。
We see that through, in his testimony that by living by faith, one can approach God and have an intimate relationship with him.
当挪亚在信心表现的时候，他在造一个方舟。
By faith, Noah built an ark.
他在见证唯有主耶稣基督是我们。 脱去神审判的一个避难所
and testified of the refuge from God's judgment.
只有在基督耶稣里面的人，神的审判愤怒就不会临到我们身上。
That in Christ, all may be spared from God's judgment.
并且主耶稣基督也是成为我们患难的避难所，成为我们的保护。
That way, Jesus Christ is our refuge.
今天我们只要隐藏在基督的里面，许多外面风风雨雨，那些许多的世界上许多困扰就不会影响到我们。
Today in Christ, if we are hidden in Christ, we are shielded from all
the
rain.
这是挪亚在那所借着他信心建造挪方舟这件事情所他表明出来的。
This is what Noah and his ark testified.
我们看见亚伯拉罕在信心的表现。
And then we see Abraham's faith.
他见证原来我们主我们神是我们的主。
He testified that the Lord God is our Lord.
他带领我们一生地上的道路。
And that he leads us our entire life.
他最终要把我们带到荣耀圣城耶路撒冷里面。
Until he brings us into the holy city of Jerusalem.
摩西的信心在那边见证主耶稣为我们所受的一切的苦难，所受的凌辱。
And testifies of all of the suffering of Christ.
比世界上的财宝更有价值，更宝贵。
And which is more precious than the treasures of the earth.
也让那些爱慕他的人能够轻看地上那些短暂的事物，愿意来得着那上好福分，将来的赏赐。
So to look to despise the things of the world and to look forward to the heavenly world.
我们也看见那些没有名的那些信心的见证人。
And we consider the witnesses who are not named here.
他们见证在苦难当中，主耶稣成为他们里面的力量，让他们能胜过许多环境的不容易。
They testify that through their suffering, they testified of the Lord.
他们在那里见证，他们宁愿受捆绑，不愿得释放。
They testified through their imprisonment that they were awaiting for a better reward. Because they testified that the Lord
had risen.
And that all who believe in him will one day also be resurrected.
So we see that all of these witnesses, their faith's expression is
different. So we see that all of these witnesses testify of different things. Even though their experience is different. But all of their experiences are make a point to testify.
让人看见这位主耶稣基督是何等伟大，是何等荣耀。
Testify how great and how glorious our Lord is.
实在不是一个人能够把它表明的清楚。
Because no one witness can clearly testify.
所以需要借许许多多见证的人，把我们主耶稣基督各方面把它见证出来。
So many witnesses are needed to testify of the many aspects of our life.
因为每一个人的经历都有限。
Because everyone's experience is limited.
每一个人经历也是不过完全。
And everyone's experience is imperfect.
所以需要许许多的信心的见证人把主耶稣各方面都把它表明出来，把它见证出来。
So the experiences of many faithful witnesses are needed to testify.
我们感谢神，今天在新约的里面，教会也是一样。
We praise our Lord that the same is true of the Church of the New Testament.
当一个蒙恩得救以后，神在我们身上都有一些恩典。
Once we are saved, the Lord grants us His grace.
神但有每一个基督徒在地上过生活的时候，都有一些经历，都对主有一些的认识。
We each have different experiences and different knowledge of the Lord.
所以每一个人都是应该是成为主的见证人。
So that each one of us should be a witness for the Lord.
见证主在我们身上那个恩典那一部分，见证主在我们身上一点的作为那一部分。
So we would be a witness to a portion of His grace.
让人来认识我们主是怎样为主。
So that others would know what kind of Lord our Lord is.
所以希伯来书第十二章讲到在许多见证人以后，他就说有许多见证人如同云彩围绕着我们。
So Hebrews chapter 12 says we have such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us.
所以在许多见证人，他们同有一个见证，就是讲到主耶稣基督他是怎样为主。
So these cloud of witnesses have one testimony, which is what type, which is our Lord.
而说见证人使徒，作者在那里说，他们如同云彩一般，如同云彩一样围着我们。
The writer says, this cloud surrounds us.
什么是云彩？
What is the cloud?
云彩就是在天空里面，在空中。
A cloud is something of the sky of the air.
就说明这些见证人，因为他们是一般属天的子民，是属神的子民。
It speaks of these witnesses who are of the sky, who are of heaven.
他是活在属天那个境界，活在一个属天的光景里面。
Who live in the heavenly condition.
他们心不是恋慕这个地上的事物。
Their hearts do not yearn for things of this world.
因着神赐给他们信心，这个信心就叫他们胜过世界上许多影响，许多吸引。
Through this faith that God has given them, they have overcome the things of
the world. 叫他们虽然活在地上，却好像活在天上这样的光景里面。
That their lives on earth are heavenly lives.
所以说，对那些门徒说，你们虽然在世上，但是你们却不是属于世界的。
The Lord says, even though you live on the earth, you are not of the earth.
因为得到是一个属天的生命。
That you may obtain a heavenly life.
这个属天的生命是让我们可以过一个属天生活。
This heavenly life is so that we may learn to live.
因着他们是被称为天上的国民。
So that they would be counted as heavenly citizens.
所以他们所思所念都是上面的事，都是天上的事情。
So that everything that they wrought things wrought in heaven.
所以信心的生活在这些身上有个特点，就是说他们顾念，他们不是顾念所见的。
So the feature of this life of faith is that they do not care for things of the world.
他们是顾念所不见的。
They care about things unseen.
因为所见的是暂时的，所不见是永远的。
Because the things that are seen are temporary, and the things unseen are eternal.
所以我们看见这是一个信心生活表现的一个特点。
So we see this is an important feature of a life by faith.
他们像云彩飘在天空飘。
They're like clouds floating in the air.
当一个人活在一个属天的光景的时候，我们看见他是站在一个非常高的一个地位上。
One who lives in the heavenly condition is in a very high position.
我们知道，当我们做会祭的时候
，We know that when we are priests.
你往窗户一看，你可以看到非常远的地方。
When you look out the window, you can see very far.
而你看地上呢
？When you look towards the ground.
地上那些东西呢，就显得非常微小。
The things on the earth appear very small.
再飞高一点的话，地上的东西就看不见了呀。
If you fly even higher, you can't even see the things on the.
表明说，一个人若是生活在这个属天境界里面。
This indicates the type of things of our living.
他用个非常高的眼光来看周围的事物的时候。
Looking at things from a very high perspective.
他可以看到将来，看到永远的事物。
He can see the future.
而他看见地上这些地上这些东西的时候
，But when God looks at the things on earth，
再来在他看都是微小极其。
He sees them as
极其小的一些事物就不算不得什么了。
He sees these things on earth as small and insignificant.
这就是个属天生活的一个表现。
And this is part of the heavenly life.
今天为什么看地上的事物好像觉得非常大、非常重要呢？
So why do the things of the earth seem so grand and important?
因为我们是站在地的一个地位上。
Because we are at the position of standing on.
所以眼前事物在我们眼光当中就显得非常大。
So the things of earth, from our point of view, seem very
就显得非常重要
and seem very important.
所以人心就向着他而去
and so our faith is turned towards.
但是我们看见这些信心的见证人，他们像云彩
We see that these witnesses of faith are like a cloud.
他们是站在更高的一个地位上、位置上来看这些事物
And they see these earthly things from a lofty position.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们怎样能够看这个地上的事物呢？看得准确呢？
So brothers and sisters, how do we accurately see the things of this world?
我们怎么看得更遥远的事物呢？
How can we have a farther?
我们必须常常生活在一个属天的光景的里面。
By living in a heavenly life.
当我们活在那个属天的光景里面的时候，看天的事物就不一样了。
When we live a heavenly life, we will look at everything.
看地上这些短暂的事物也是不一样了。
We will look at the temporary things of this world.
我们的价值观会有一个极大的改变。
Our values will change greatly.
所以我们看这些云彩。
So we see this cloud.
云彩，当我们看云彩的时候呢
？When we see a cloud,
也显出那个美丽出来。
We also see its beauty.
特别在一片蓝天白云的时候。
Particularly a cloud on a clear blue day.
当我们举头一看的时候，我们让我们心旷神怡，让我们心情非常愉快。
When we look up at a cloud, we're very happy and pleased.
有时候我们甚至羡慕说，若是我能够飘在空中的话，那是多自由、多舒服的一件事情。
We think about how if we could float in the air like a cloud, how wonderful and pleasing it would be.
所以在这里告诉我们说，如同云彩围着我们。
So it says here, a cloud of witnesses surround us.
表明有许多这样的人呢，就在我们周围，就在我们附近。
Meaning that witnesses are all around us.
我们可以看见他们生活光景，甚至我们羡慕他们的生活光景。
So we could see the conditions of their living, and we could.
我们看见这些人像云彩生活在空中。
So we see the witnesses like a cloud in the air.
好像今天人所追求一些事物，对他们来说一点兴趣都没有。
As if they have no interest in pursuing certain things.
不吸引他们。
Other certain things that do not.
他们所羡慕的，他们被他们所吸引的是什么呢
？So what is it that attracts them?
乃是主自己了，那些属天的事物。
What draws them is the Lord Himself.
他们已经从这些得到喜乐，得到满足。
They already have their joy and their contentment.
他们自由活在这个天的境界里面，不受地的一个世界上的影响。
They live freely a heavenly life, unhindered by things of the world.
不受世界上许多事物的捆绑。
Free from the bondages of the earth.
我们看见今天在我们周围里面，我们仍然可以看见这样的人。
So we can see many types of these people among us.
所以有时候我们看见一些在我们前面的一些弟兄姊妹，或者甚至以前那些圣徒们，他们生活光景。
We see, the conditions of the lives of the many brothers and sisters who came before us.
我们真是盼望我们能够活在那个光景里面。
And we hope that we can live such a life.
好像他们活着非常自由自在的。
And they seem to live lives that were very.
现在好像许多事情在那限制我们、辖制我们，让不得自由。
And it seems that there are many things that hinder us and obstruct us.
但是我们看见这些信心的见证，他们活在基督里面，来享受那属天的平安、属天的自由。
But we see that these witnesses of faith who lived in Christ live lives of.
好像地上许多事物摸不到他们心。
As if the things of this world could not touch their hearts.
好像他们在那自由自在的过一个非常愉快、非常有令人羡慕那种美满的一个生活、那种人生。
As if they lived through faith, a life of freedom and contentment that other people would envy.
我就常想到诗歌里面那一首，主耶稣，我愿意活在你面前那首诗歌。
I think of the hymn, Lord, I long in thy presence to live.
作诗人在那说，在早晨，在晚上，只有一世界。
And the author of this hymn says, from morning till evening, there's one world.
不要让我心快乐，若我在爱慕、感觉或思想中无你的事物。
Let not my heart be contented or rest when loving or seeking what would be.
作诗人说，不管是早晨是晚上。
And the author says, whether morning or evening.
若是我在那羡慕那些事物，那些在感觉里面，若是你不在其中的话。
Whether you are there or not.
不要让我心快乐。
Don't let my heart be glad.
因为他们快乐不是从地上而来的。
Because the gladness of the heart is not from the world.
因为他们快乐是从主而来的。
Because this contentment is from the Lord.
他们一切喜乐、一切满足都是从主而来的。
All joy and contentment is from the Lord.
我们看见这个作诗的人，他实在有这样的渴慕。
We see that the author has this yearning.
因为这是一个活在空中像云彩的一般人。
Because these are people who are living heavenly lives.
这样的人在我们周围围着我们。
People like these surround us.
我想这个生活是神所要的一种生活。
I think this is the type of life that the Lord.
这是神在我们心意，在我们身上心意所要做成的一件事情。
I think it is God's will to accomplish this.
这就是主和见证人在地上所要表明出来的生活的光景。
This is the condition that all witnesses wish to display.
当我们去读马太福音五六七章。被称为登山宝训的这一段的经文里面
When we read Matthew chapters 5, 6 and 7 which talk about the Sermon on the Mount
让过去几次谢弟兄也在这个跟我们交通那里面的信息
During these past few meetings Brother Xu has shared on this
那也讲到一个天国子民一个属天百姓的性格和他生活的情形
Talks about a citizen of the kingdom of heaven and his condition.
我想，当我们都有这样经验，当我们读这几章圣经以后呢
？I think we all have this experience when we read these passages.
这是怎样的生活？谁能够达到呢
？What kind of life is this, and who can obtain it?
这样境界谁？这样的境界谁有谁可以活得出来呢
？Who can live this life?
正如主耶稣当年对一些犹太人说。
And Jesus said to the Jews,
他说我肉是可吃的，我血是可喝的。
My blood is you can drink my blood and eat my flesh.
这是怎样话
What kind of saying is this?
是他们当中的起了争论。
So they disputed among themselves.
他这个人怎么把他肉给我们吃呢
？How can this man give us his flesh to eat?
然后他们怎么样回应这句话呢
？And How can we respond to this?
他说这话甚难，谁能听呢
？They said this is a hard saying.
谁能够接受得了？谁能听得进去呢
？Who can listen? Who can accept this?
结果门徒当中就有许多人就退去，不再跟从耶稣了。
And so many disciples withdrew and no longer walk with.
因为他不明白主耶稣这句话的意义。
Because they could not understand what the Lord said.
他们也不明白主耶稣来到地上的目的是为了什么。
And they could not understand the Lord's purpose for coming to them.
所以主来到地上就是叫我们来接受他，得到他自己做我们的生命。
His coming was for us to accept him and to obtain his life.
因着他们不明白主的心意。
And they did not understand the Lord's will.
他们觉得这个话实在太难了。
They thought what the Lord said was too difficult to accept.
谁能够听得进去呢？
Who can hear it?
同样，我们今天读马太五六七章的时候，我们也是不是常常觉得说这话甚难，谁能听呢
？When we read Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7, do we often think this is such hard sayings? Who can hear it?
我们就退去了。
And we will withdraw.
我们就觉得属灵事情实在不够实际，不够实在。
And we think that spiritual things are not acceptable.
但是当我们若是明白主的心意的时候的话。
But when we understand the Lord's will,
我们真是盼望成为这样有福的人。
We hope that we can be like these people.
我们真盼望这样性格在我们身上能够显明出来。
And we hope that faith can be manifested through us.
好，叫我们真正成为有福的人呢，承受神的天国。
That we would be the blessed who would obtain the kingdom of God.
当人有这样心愿的时候，有这样羡慕的时候
，Of course, when we have such a yearning,
他就可以来到神面前来向他祈求。
That he will come before the Lord and ask.
虽然我今天光景还有许多欠缺，许多不完美的地方。
Even though my condition has many deficiencies.
但是我知道这是你的旨意。
I know that this is your will.
这是我们属天百姓该有的一个光景。
This is what the condition of the heavenly saints should be.
虽然我今天达不到。
Even though I cannot.
但是我巴不得主恩典来扶持我们。
But I hope that the Lord's grace.
当人有这样羡慕渴慕的心的时候。
When one has a yearning heart.
神就把恩典来赐给我们。
The Lord will give His grace.
神在我们身上就会做工。
And the Lord will do His work on us.
来调整我们，改变我们。
And He will change us.
叫我们真的成为这样一个有福的人。
That we may become the blessed ones.
叫主耶稣基督的生命的性格能够坐在我们身上。
That the Lord's character of faith would be made into us.
慢慢的，我们就能够在生活上就能够成为主的见证人。
That in our living we could become witnesses for.
把那属天的生命就能活出来。
So we could live out the life of the Lord.
因为这是主在我们身上所定的一个永远的旨意。
Because this is eternal will of God, which has been.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们必须要凭信心来接受神所赐给我们话语。
So through faith, we need to pursue the word of God.
我们不能，但是神能。
We cannot, but the Lord can.
只要我们愿意带一个渴慕、寻求心来到他面前。
As long as we have a yearning and beseeching heart.
慢慢他在我们身上做成他的工作。
Gradually he can do his work in us.
所以我们看这些云彩飘在空中的时候，是在显出他美丽的光景出来。
So when we see a cloud floating in the air, we see its beauty.
那云彩又说到什么呢？
And what else does a cloud speak of?
云彩又让我们看见一个引导。
The cloud also speaks of leading.
我们记得以色列百姓他们出埃及的时候，
We remember that when the Israelites departed,
他们行走在旷野道路的时候，
when they wandered in the wilderness,
神是用云柱火柱来带领他们。
Remember that God led them with fire and cloud.
所以我们看见这些云彩围绕在我们周围，就是成为我们的引导。
So we see that this cloud which surrounds us is also our leading.
指引我们该如何在地上过怎样信心的生活。
Directs how we should live a life of faith.
我们从他身上，我们就看见他们是怎样走这一条地上的道路。
And we see how we can walk this life of faith.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我说到，今天有许多云彩仍然围绕在我们周围。
So we see that there are many clouds surrounding us.
我们看见许多圣徒们，他们属于生活表现是那么美丽的时候。
So we see how such a wondrous life that these saints live.
我们看见他们是如何走这一条属天的道路。
We see how they live this heavenly life.
不仅是围在我们周围而已，立足于在许多圣徒，那些有信心的圣徒，他们也是成为我们引导。
Not only those around us, but also those saints throughout history. Who have been witnesses.
让我们知道如何走这一条道路。
And they show us how they lead us in this heavenly way.
有本书不知道弟兄姊妹看过没有？
There's a book which I do not know if brothers and sisters have read.
清教，那个中文翻成了清教徒的脚踪。
In Chinese, it is translated as the footsteps of the Puritan.
它英文原文是名字是清教徒的根源和那继承者。
The original in English is the origin of the pilgrim.
中文这是那个周马田所写的一本书。
And this was a book written by Puritan Martin Jones.
事实上这一本书呢，它是周马田的一些的信息，是一个讲道集。
And this book is a compilation of many of Martin Jones' messages.
这是在大概是在1950年到1970年20年之间，他在伦敦的一个特别聚会里面所传递的信息。
And this was a collection of messages Brother Jones gave in London from the 1950s to the 1950s.
因为在1950年初期的时候，在英国伦敦牛津大学里面有一半的基督徒。
And in the 1950s, there was a group of Christians at Oxford University.
他们想知道多知道关于清教徒的历史和他们的一些情形。
And they wanted to know about the history of the Puritans.
那他们有机会听见那个卓马丁弟兄的信息的时候。
And when they had an opportunity to listen to Martin Jones speak.
他们觉得这个弟兄跟那个清教徒他们所传递的信息非常符合。
And they thought that the message of Brother Jones was very close to that of the Puritans.
所以他们就开始有这个特会，那找了几个弟兄们一同在这个特会里面传递信息。
So they decided to have a meeting and to have several brothers share at these meetings.
这本书里面就稍微告诉我们那个清教徒它的起源是怎么来的。
And so the book tells us how did the Puritans come to be?
他们如何在那个天主十五世纪十六世纪那个天主教黑暗那个属灵的光景环境里面，他们怎么显出为主来做见证
？How did they testify for the Lord in the darkness of the Catholic times in the 16th century？
我们知道在罗马天主教那个时代，圣经是不能公开传讲的。
We know that during that time, the gospel could not be preached freely.
但是主给他们里面有看见，他们看重真理，他们在那公开传讲，来反对天主教许多的那些规矩。
Well, we know that the Lord empowered them to share the good news in spite of the many restrictions.
所以这本书就告诉我们当时清教他们是怎么开始的，他们在那所传递的信息是什么，他们所遇到的难处是什么。
This book talks about how the Puritans began and what difficulties they encountered.
所以当我们读这样书籍的时候，我们就看见这些清教徒他们是怎样走这个地上的道路。
So when we read this book, we see how the Puritans walked a life by faith.
他们所走的脚踪是怎样的脚踪
？What kind of footsteps?
所以弟兄姊妹，这些都是成为引导。
So brothers, we see that this is all a leading.
现在我们常说，到底主的路在哪里？到底我们怎样走主的道路呢？
Where is the Lord's way and how can we walk this way?
我们常不知道，我们常问这样的问题。
We often ask this question.
但圣经却再次告诉我们说，许多云彩围着我们。
But the Bible tells us that a cloud surrounds us.
这些人成为我们引导。
And these people lead us.
那什么叫引导呢？
So what is leading?
我们不是跟他们走。
Leading is not that we follow these.
我们是走在他们所走过那个道路那个脚踪走。
But that we are walking in the footsteps that the leaders.
我们知道旧约里面有一卷书叫雅歌。
We know that in the Old Testament there is a book called the Songs of Solomon.
雅歌乃是说到所罗门所写的诗歌，乃是借着一个女子和良人的一个彼此那个爱情的关系，说到我们和主那个爱情的关系。
Through the loving relationship between a man and a woman, we see how our relationship with the Christ should be.
所以雅各书那第一章那里有一句话，他说耶路撒冷城众女子啊，他在对他的良人说。
So we see that someone talking to his lover.
他说我心所爱的，你在求你告诉我你在何处牧养。
Tell me, O you whom my soul loves, where do you pasture your flock?
晌午的时候，你在何处使羊来歇息
？Where do you make it lie down at noon?
这个女子她在那里问她良人说：“你到底是在哪里牧放你的羊群呢
？”This maiden is asking her lover, "Where do you pasture your flock?"
你在晌午的时候是叫你的羊群在哪里歇息呢
？Where do you let your flock lie down?
她不知道。
She doesn't know.
她要求她的良人，求她的主来告诉她那一条路在哪里。
She asks her master to tell her where this road is.
他良人就回答他说
，And her lover tells her.
他说你这女子中极美丽的，你若不知道
，If you yourself do not know, most beautiful among women.
只管跟从羊群的脚踪去。
Go forth on the trail of the flock.
这是一个要寻求主道路的一个人的里面的一个呼喊。
This is the call of one who wishes to pursue.
他盼望到主那里去。
He hopes to go to where.
但是他不知道主在哪里牧养羊群。
But he does not know where the Lord.
主就对他说：“你若是不知道的话。”
And so the he says, if you do not know,
你就跟从羊群的脚踪去。
Then follow the trail of the flock.
这是让我们可以看见一个原则。
This is an example we see.
今天的确好像我们不知道主的道路在哪里。
Today we ask, where is the way? And we don't know if this way can lead us to the Lord.
但是感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
在这里告诉我们说有许多云彩在那引导我们。
We know that there is a great cloud leading us.
有许多羊群，他们曾经跟过这个牧人走过这条道路。
Where many flocks have followed their shepherd.
他们在地上就有一个脚踪，我们可以来寻找。
And they have left behind footsteps which we can follow.
我们就可以来跟着他们走。
And we can follow them.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这里不是说要跟从一些人。
So brothers and sisters, well, we do not say that we should follow.
今天人常说我们不跟从人，我们是要跟从神。
We are not following people, but we are following God.
是不错，我们不能跟从人。
We should not follow people.
我们只能跟从主自己。
We can only follow the Lord.
但是主在哪里呢？
But where is the Lord?
主告诉我们说，你只要跟从羊群的脚踪去就可以了。
The Lord tells us you only need to follow the trails of the flock.
我们不是跟从这些人，我们是走在他们所走过的那个道路上。
We are not following these people, but rather we are following in the footsteps.
就是走在这条道路上，我们就可以走到主那里，我们就可以找到主自己。
If we follow the path that these witnesses tread,
因为这些人他们曾经是跟过主的人,
because these are people who have followed the Lord.
他们是认识主在哪里牧养的人,
they know where the Lord shepherded his flock.
他们有脚踪留在那里,
and they have left behind their footsteps.
他们生活就是他们的脚踪,
and their lives are their footsteps.
他们如果生活在地上, 那就是我们所要所效法的, 要学习的。
Their lives on earth are lives we should imitate.
所以到希伯来书13章那里告诉我们说，从前引导你们传神知道给你们的人。
So Hebrews chapter 13 verse 7 says, remember those who led you.
你们要想念他们，效法他们信心，留心看他们为人决绝如何。
Consider the result of their conduct and imitate their faith.
感谢主，今天在我们座位里面。 也许在我们座位里面，我们看不见这样的人，或者说摸不到这样的人。
Perhaps from where we are, we cannot see or touch such people.
但是历史历代许多那些圣徒们，他们就也是像云彩一样。
But throughout history, the many saints who are witnesses were like a great.
我们可以从他们所写书、所传递信息里面看见那一条脚踪。
From the many books they've written and the messages they've shared, we can see their footsteps.
我们可以看见那羊群的脚踪是怎么走的。
And we can see how to walk in the footsteps of the flock.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是在看见今天神是借许多人在帮助我们，带领我们走这一条属天的道路。
So brothers and sisters, we see that through many saints, we are led to walk in the footsteps.
所以我们不能随便跟从人。
So we cannot just follow people.
若是跟错人的话，就把我们带到了宗教里面，
because if we follow the wrong people, we will be led into religion,
甚至掉在那坑的里面，
and we will be led into a pit.
但是若是我们知道有些人，他们的确是神的羊群，是跟随主的过的人，
but we know if some people, if we follow people who are of the flock,
我们跟着他们脚踪走，
and we can follow in their footsteps,
我们就可以找到主自己，
and we can find the Lord himself.
因为这些脚踪是把我们带到主那里去，
and these footsteps can lead us to the Lord himself.
他们的脚踪不是把我们带到他们那里去，
and these footsteps do not lead to where the witnesses are.
因为他们知道他们所见证的乃是主自己，
because they know that whom they testify of is the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天可以需要从许多那些见证人身上来看见主的道路在哪里。
So from the lives of these many witnesses, we can see the way of the Lord.
今天我常常觉得很可惜，今天许多神儿女啊，很少在看属灵的书籍。
I think it's regrettable that many of God's children today do not read spiritual books.
常常人说，我只要看圣经就好了，那些都是人所讲的话。
Oh, they say that all I need to do is read the Bible because the spiritual books are just the words of man.
听起来好像是对，但实际上是完全不准确。
That sounds right, but it's inaccurate.
今天神把许多云彩，历史历代许多云彩放在我们面前。
Today, God has placed many great clouds among us.
他们所留下属灵的产业，就成为一个脚踪。
And their spiritual legacy are their footsteps.
他们所传递信息，所传递出来信息，就成为我们跟走的一个道路。
And the messages that they have shared make a path for us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见主的脚踪在哪里。
So brothers and sisters, we see where the Lord's footsteps.
主在哪里牧养他的羊群。
where the Lord is shepherding his flock.
还是跟着羊群的脚中而去，我们就可以找到主自己。
When we follow the footsteps of the flock, we can find the Lord.
这是云彩所显明出来的，是带领我们走这条道路。
The cloud leads us to walk on this path.
然后他底下说，我们就既有这些见证，如同云彩围着我们，我们就当放下各样重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的道路。
Since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily entangles us.
所以当我们要走这一条脚中，我们要奔走这条道路的时候。
So when we run with endurance the race set before us,
一方面有云彩围着我们。
We have the cloud leading us.
但就是我们个人来说呢。
But personally, individually,
我们要放下一切重担。
We have to put down every encumbrance.
才能够好好奔走这条道路。
In order to run with endurance this race.
我们知道我们在生活上的确有许多重担忧虑。
We know that we have many weights.
这些都会影响到我们所属灵的道路。
And we encounter these when walking this
race. 更不能奔跑这条道路。
And when we run this race.
虽然生活上许多忧虑重担不是罪。
Even though we have many endurances and encumbrances and sins which entangle us.
但是却缠累了我们。
But they test us.
那我们不能好好走。
That we may not properly walk this path.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他应许我们说，我们可以将一切忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念我们。
We can give all of our burdens to Him because He cares for us.
因为他是我们的神，他是我们父。
Because He is our God and our Father.
他要我们不要为明天忧虑。
He makes us not to worry about the future.
他说要我们先求他国他义。他就将这一切所需要的赐给我们。
He asks us to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
我们感谢主，他是供应的主。
We thank that He is a righteous.
他也是我们天天背负我们重担的主。
He is also the Lord who bears our burdens.
他负责我们人生所有生活上各种需要。
He is responsible for all of our daily needs of living.
我们只要把这些重担卸在他的肩上。
As long as we places our burdens on Him.
我们就可以奔这条道路。
And we can run this race.
不仅放下这些重担，他说脱轻容易缠累我们的罪。
Not only do we put down this weight,
这个罪
but also our sin.
这个罪我们读英文就知道，它是一个单数的罪。
And when we read this sin, we know that it is a singular sin.
并且前面有个冠词。
And in front of it is an article.
这个罪。
This sin.
这什么罪呢
？What kind of sin is this？
这个罪就是指的不信的恶心来说的。
This sin comes from unfaithfulness。
所以我们看见今天许多的罪都是从这个不信所带来的结果。
So we see that the sin is a result of the lack of faith。
正如以色列百姓他们在旷野行走的时候
，When the Israelites were walking in the wilderness，
因着不相信神的应许
，Because they did not believe in God's promise，
不相信神应许必要。应验必要把他们带到那个迦南美地区。
Because they did not believe in God's promise to lead them into the land of Canaan.
这个不信恶心叫他们不能够进到迦南地区。
Because of the evil of their unfaithfulness, they could not enter Canaan.
这个不信恶心也让他们在旷野生活的时候充满了许多抱怨，许多怨言。
Because of their unfaithfulness, they were filled with many complaints.
所以写书的人告诉我们说，要脱去这个。缠累我们这个罪，这个不信的罪。
So the author of Hebrews tells us to put aside the sin which easily entangles us.
所以我们看，只有信心才能够走这条道路。
So we see that only by faith can we run this race.
我们感谢神，这个信心是从哪里而来的呢
？So we thank the Lord. Where does this faith come from?
罗马书第十章那很清楚告诉我们。
Romans tells us very clearly.
信心呢是从听道而来的。
Faith comes from hearing.
听到了是从基督的话、神的话而来的。
And hearing comes from the word of God.
我们常说我们没有信心，我需要信心。
We often say that we do not have faith. We need faith.
但信心从哪里来
？But where does faith come from?
信心乃是从读神的话而来的。
And faith comes reading the word.
当人在读神的话的时候，我们就相信原来这是神的话，这是神的应许。
When we read the word of God, we realize that this is God's.
里面就有了信心。
And Then we have faith.
今天人常说我要信心，我缺少信心。
Many people say today, I need faith, I lack faith.
但是很少去读神的话。
But very seldom read God's word.
所以信心永远不会临到我们身上。
So faith cannot come to us.
只有一个愿意读神的话，喜爱神的话，信心才会从神而来。
Only one who loves to read God's word can have this faith.
所以说这条道需要有信心。
So one who runs this race must have faith.
相信神自己。
Believing in the Lord Himself.
不仅有信心，他说存心忍耐。
Not only have faith, but have endurance.
为什么需要忍耐呢？
Why endurance?
告诉我们，原来这条道是不容易的。
Because this road is not an easy one.
若是容易的道，就不需要忍耐，是不是？
If it was an easy road, endurance would not be.
若是没有遇到难处的话，就不需要忍耐。
If there are no difficulties to encounter, then endurance is not needed.
原来这条属灵的道路是在充满许多艰难、许多不容易的环境之物。
The spiritual road is fraught with difficulty.
所以才需要忍耐。
So endurance is necessary.
因为信心需要经过考验的。
Because faith needs to be tested.
经过考验的信心，那个才有价值，它才这个真正的信心。
That which is tested by faith has value.
所以在第十章也告诉我们说，要存心忍耐，行完神的旨意。
So we must with endurance run the race.
若是不忍耐的话，可能就半途而废。
Without endurance, we might stumble.
因为主耶稣曾经说，这是一条窄路，这是个小路。
So the Lord says that this is a narrow path.
这是个十字架窄路，是不容易走的。
The path of the narrow path of the cross is uneasy.
我们若是正式要过一个属天的生活，你会发觉那是很不容易的事情。
When we try to live a spiritual life, we realize how difficult it is.
你想要安静几分钟，看点圣经，默想一下，好像很多事情又跑到你心思里面来。
When you try to quiet your heart and read the scriptures for a few minutes, so many things creep into your mind.
许多事情又发生在你的身上，让你好像分了心，不能够专一在神面前。
So many things happen to your body which distracts you from the Lord.
所以圣经告诉我们说，忍耐到底也必要得救。
So the Bible tells us that we must endure to the end.
只有忍耐才能够走完这条道路。
Only through endurance can we run this race.
并且当我们走这条道路的时候，不仅要放下一些重担，不需要存心忍耐。
When we run this race, not only must we persevere and put aside the sin.
他说要仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
We must also fix our eyes on Jesus.
虽然有许多银彩围绕我们，许多见证的围绕着我们。
Even though there's a great cloud surrounding us.
但是我们信心不是放在他们身上。
But we do not put our faith in them.
我们不是仰望他们。
We are not looking upon them.
即使每一个信心的见证人，他们也都是有他们软弱缺陷的地方。
The witnesses of faith also have their own weaknesses.
若是我们注意看人的话，我们会信心会，我们会心，我们会跌倒。
When we look at other people, we will be discouraged and we will stumble.
因为人都是不完全的，只有主是完全的。
Because people are imperfect, only God is.
这是为什么许多基督徒他不能好好走这条属灵的道路呢？
So why do many Christians are many Christians unable to run this race?
因为他眼睛大大就在看人。
Because with wide eyes they're looking at people.
这个人看起来又不像基督徒，这个人怎么还在教会这个有那么这样服侍？
This person doesn't look like a Christian. How is this person still serving in the church?
他就跌倒了。
And he stumbles.
但再次告诉我们说，是仰望为我们信心创始成终耶稣。
But it says here, we fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
有一个中文翻译我也翻得更好。
There's a translation in Chinese which translated it even better.
他说我们眼目断开一切的事物。
That our eyes would break, that would put everything aside.
然后眼目是定睛在耶稣的身上。
And that our eyes are fixed. On Jesus.
所以我们今天我们要把我们眼目完全定睛在主耶稣基督的身上。
So today we must fix our eyes on the Lord Jesus.
我们眼目断开，跟一切事物都断开。
That our eyes would turn away from all the worldly things.
因为他是信心创始成终耶稣。
Because he is the author and perfecter of faith.
他不仅信心起了头，他还要信心要做成工作在我们身上。
And he is not only the perfecter of faith, but he will do his work of faith.
他既然拯救我们，就要拯救我们到底。
And when he saves us, he will save us to the end.
主耶稣在地上也曾经走过这一条不容易的道路。
The Lord has walked this difficult path.
所以底下说，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受十字架的苦难。
For he So for the joy set before him, endured the cross.
主耶稣在地上的时候, 圣经, 特别是我们在福音书里面看见他在地上生活33年半, 犹太人是怎样对待他。
So we see that in the Gospels, in the Lord's 33 and a half years on earth, how the Jews treated him.
犹太人是怎样反对他。
How they opposed him.
所以赛亚53章在预言到主耶稣再来到地上的时候,
So when Isaiah 53 prophesies of the Lord's coming,
他被藐视被人厌弃,
He was despised and forsaken of men, of men of sorrows and acquainted with grief.
人淹面不看他,
like one from whom men hide their face.
什么是淹面不看他?
What is men hiding their face?
这个人不值得一看,
that this man is not worth looking upon.
人轻视他到这样一个地步,
that man despised him to such an extent.
但是主耶稣为什么能够走完这一条道路, 能够按神的心意地上过生活呢?
So why did the Lord walk this path and live this life?
因为他不是看这周围这些反对他的人, 这些事情。
Because he was he did not consider these people who opposed him.
他是看见了前面的喜乐,
but he was looking to the coming joy.
看见前面他所要得到的荣耀。
He was looking to the future glory.
他就轻看这些苦难。
So he looked down on these sufferings of his present time.
最后他就能够坐在神宝座右边。
Until he was seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
他能够忠心走完地上人生的道路。
And when he had finished walking his life on earth.
顺服神的旨意, 最后死在十架上。
Which was the result of his obedience.
成就神救赎的工作。
After he had finished the work of his father.
就是因为他在十架上完成救赎工作,
because he has accomplished his work on the cross, we can be here today.
所以弟兄姐妹,同样我们今天走这一条属天的道路也是一样。
So brothers and sisters, when we walk this heavenly way, we must be this way.
我们感谢神, 神借历史历代许多见证人, 如同云彩围着我们。
We thank the Lord that through history, a cloud of many witnesses has led us.
借着今天在座位里面仍然看见这许多像云彩的见证人围着我们。
And these witnesses are like a cloud which surround us.
这些都成为我们鼓励, 都成为我们的, 叫我们里面有一颗心愿意走在这条道路上。
And these have all become our encouragement to walk this path.
我们愿意跟随羊群的脚中去。
Let us be willing to walk in the footsteps of the flock.
最终我们就可以找到主。
Until we find the Lord.
但是我们知道我们不是看这些人。
But we know that we are not looking at.
我们所仰望仍然是主耶稣基督他自己。
We are not fixating on these people, but on the Lord Jesus Himself.
因为他是我们主。
Because He is our Lord.
他带领我们所一生的道路。
And He leads us our entire life.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们是这样走这一条道路，奔跑这条道路的话，
So we know that if we run this race with endurance,
我们就可以走完这一条人生的道路。
We know that we can run this race.
并且我们在地上过信心生活的时候，我们就可以见证我们主是谁。
That in our earthly life we can testify of who our Lord is.
也这样认识我们主，也得到我们主。
So that we may better know our Lord and have obtained more of Him.
因为唯有他是我们主。
Because He is our Lord.
他愿意把一切天上各样属灵福气赐给我们。
He is willing to give us every spiritual blessing.
他借历史历代许多见证人。 来带领我们,
and he leads us through many witnesses in throughout history.
所以我们要纪念这些见证人，我们要效法他们的信心。
So we should consider these witnesses and imitate their faith.
我们不是效法他们的行为，是效法他们里面那个向着主那个信心。
We are not imitating their actions, but their faith towards the Lord.
若是我们是这样的走这条道路的话，我们就可以走到终点。
When we run this race, we can run it to the very end.
我们感谢主，巴不得这些话成为我们一同的勉励。
We thank the Lord, may He bless His word.
那我们在地上的话，好好过一个信心的生活，过一个属天的生活。
That we could continue to live a heavenly life, spiritual life.
也真是能够像这些见证一样，云彩生活在空中，成为一个美丽的云彩。
So that we may be like these witnesses, a cloud of a beautiful cloud of witnesses in the air.
叫神心得满足。
May the Lord be pleased.
讲到这里,
My sharing will conclude here.
包括弟兄姊妹，我们做结束祷告。
Would our brother please lead us in a concluding prayer?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，感谢你赐下这样宝贵的话语。
Thank you, our God, for giving us this precious word.
使我们知道我们的眼目所要注视的。
And you open our eyes to see what we ought to focus on.
不但是主自己，也是那些在主里经历主带领的走在前面的弟兄姊妹，他们的生活。
Not only the brothers and sisters who have experienced you personally.
感谢主你的带领是这样的实际。
But also your leading is so real.
在我们每天的生活上，我们都可以经历主的带领。
On every aspect of our life, we can experience your leading.
感谢祷告靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and thank you in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.